than a grating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, winter arrived last night here in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. We got about 6 inches of snow. It's cold this morning. Didn't bring my phone down. Michelle, bring my phone down to me. I assume she's listening up there. Got in a hurry this morning. Knew I was forgetting something. It's about 14 degrees, snow, beautiful full moon, or close to a full moon. When I got up this morning, I let the dog out. I looked out there, thought, man, this is as beautiful a morning as I ever remember seeing in my life. The full moon and the snow and the trees and the reflection, and wow, what a beautiful morning. But it's cold as a witch's. I can't remember how that thing finishes, but you guys know what I'm doing. And by the way, I'm pretty ticked off here this morning. Couldn't wait to get down here and get going on this show. Try to drag you all in. You know, listen, I got a million different directions I could go. And I'm like you. I've been doing some study on the crazy things that are going on, as it was in the days of Noah. So shall be the coming of the Son of Man. I've been looking up and studying the MK Ultras, and I've been studying the Nephilim, and I've been studying demonic possession and demonic oppression, and I've been studying the different type of angels and demons that are out there. I've been doing all that kind of stuff. But listen, none of that stuff is going to do us any good if we don't understand the practical application of this knowledge that we're getting. If we cannot understand what's going around us, we can go down a rabbit hole as deep as you want to go. We can go down and we can dig out pictures of dead giants. We can go discover DNA. We can do all that stuff. But if we do not understand the very basics of what's going on, we are going to miss the whole point. So I threw my rod out there and I reeled us back in a little bit, because I got some stuff today that is breaking loose right in front of us. And if we can't see it, I don't know. I was pretty hard on the pastors yesterday. And then I ran into a guy yesterday and told me I wasn't hard enough on him. And, you know, in a lot of ways, pastoring has become it's like opening up a small business. I think I'll start a church. They start a church, then they have the business, and they got people that come and pay them. And then they begin, once you become dependent on those people, then you begin to say what those people want to hear. And as we were talking about yesterday, the matrix that we're all stuck in, we're all prisoners of our knowledge base. And unfortunately, so many of the things we talk about here on the queue, on Pass the Salt, Coach Dave here, so many things we talk about seem so foreign in the churches that you walk into, that we spoke yesterday about the little box, the little theological box we're all stuck in, and you're not allowed to talk about those things. But if you whisper, you find out there might be somebody else in your church who agrees. I ran into one of those yesterday, by the way. They're out there, but nobody's talking about it. They've laughed us off and laughed us off and laughed us off. Can you believe, my friends, if you don't think the New World Order is real, can you believe how even to this very moment they are still conspiring to steal the election away from Donald Trump? Now, I saw the video that's showing that Donald Trump and Hillary are related, that they are both under control of the Jesuits. I saw that video. I understand all that. But again, we're missing the bigger picture. We don't understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And that ultimately we are losing through deception. Deception. The father of lies, the Bible calls it. I want to turn my car a little bit here, because I want to tell you where I'm going to go. I'm going to tell you why I'm, hey, Rich, can I say pissed? Am I allowed to say that? Is that an okay word here? Is anybody going to turn me off if I say that? I'm a little pissed here today, because our governor vetoed our heartbeat bill. They worked 5 years to get the heartbeat bill passed. The legislature passed it. John Kasich vetoed it. You hear what I said? That's where I'm heading today, okay? John Kasich vetoed the heartbeat bill, which would have eliminated roughly 93% of all abortions in Ohio. 93 of them would have been, couldn't have had an abortion. Kasich said he couldn't do it because of the courts. The courts were going to overturn it. It would cost us a lot of money of litigation. Pro-life John Kasich. Kasich. Dude, sick! But see, the dude isn't as sick as Ohio Right to Life, who gave him cover. Ohio Right to Life wrote a letter to Kasich and told Kasich to veto it because it wouldn't stand up in the courts. So they gave him cover. Ohio Right to Life, National Right to Life, you better hear me. They do not want to end abortion because they would be out of a job. Be a lot of people out of a job if abortion were to end. And I'm going to tell you something else about Kasich, and then I'm going to come back to it. The Ohio General Assembly, that means our House and our legislatures, they passed the heartbeat bill, making abortion after the heartbeat is detected. There's flaws in the bill. I understand it. The devil always has ways to get around things. I understand that. But the bill as it was written would criminalize an abortion after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which is roughly 5 to 6 weeks. 93% of abortions would become illegal in Ohio, would become illegal. Wasn't good enough for Ohio Right to Life. And by the way, some of my, dare I say it, abortion purist fans, they don't want to pass that bill because it doesn't respect the other 7% that might die. I get it, man. I get it. Don't lecture me about how pro-life you are and how I make exceptions. Don't even go there. I'm wondering this, Rich. Hang on. I'm going to back up. I'm still wondering this, Rich. The night the heartbeat bill passed, if you remember, it was last week, it was a Monday, I don't know, I came on here and I told us that the heartbeat bill had passed in Ohio. And I said, I made a couple phone calls to some strategic people and I said, you know what, you listening to me? We need to be in Kasich's office tomorrow. We need to be in the governor's office tomorrow. The next day, we needed to be there the next day. And what happened? They got to him first. The other side got to him first. Our elected official said no to abortion, and he has the right to veto it. There's something wrong in America. Now I'm hearing, oh, well, we need to overturn the veto. See, it's always something, isn't it? It's always some political thing we have to do. Always something political we have to do. And the answer to the problem isn't political. In fact, we just want it politically. We just want it. And Kasich wouldn't sign it. You know why Kasich wouldn't sign it? I'm going to tell you why. I don't know this, but I know this. Kasich wouldn't sign it because he hates Trump. And by him signing that bill, he would admit that a Trump presidency makes it less likely that that bill is going to be vetoed because it's going to go to the Supreme Court of the United States and Trump's pro-life judges will uphold that heartbeat bill in case he's a small man. There's roughly 25,000 abortions in Ohio every year. 20,000 of them would have been eliminated with one stroke of his pen. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Hey, Rich, ain't nobody pissed. How many pastors going to be down there today, you think, Rich? How many pastors going to be down at the governor's office pounding on the door? And my wife, God love my wife, she says, honey, somebody ought to be doing something. Now, you know who she's talking about? Me. She's talking about me because those guys standing in the pulpits, I'm telling you, they ain't going to do anything about it. They're not going to do anything about it. I didn't want to start there. I wanted to kind of finish here, but I'm going to get back around it to it. It's the way we operate, isn't it? Okay, here we go. Everybody likes a little bit of Bible. I'm going to throw a multiplicity of Bibles at you today. We were talking yesterday, if you remember, about the Matrix, about fake news, about the fact you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. And that truth is Jesus. Truth is a person. When you know Jesus, the truth, who is Jesus, makes you free. Because as Jesus said, when Jesus left, Michelle, bring my phone down, please, honey. It's right up there by my chair. When Jesus left, he said, it's expedient that I go away. Because if I go away, I'm going to send another, a comforter, and he who was with you is going to be in you. Am I right, Tim? Huh? Jesus, who used to stand beside of us, now lives in me. And now because he lives in me and I know him, the truth, I know the truth, I'm free. I have been set free. And what we are seeing is all kinds of counterfeit, counterfeit Christians all around us. Counterfeit. Those who claim the name of Jesus, yet do not know Jesus, are not infilled with the Holy Spirit. Those who Jesus himself warned us about, that in that day many will come and they'll say, Lord, Lord, in your name, didn't we cast out devils? Didn't we lay hands on the sick and see them recover? And didn't we do all these wonderful things in your name? Didn't we do that, Lord? And he says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. See, they say they know the truth, but the truth don't know them. They don't even recognize. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and another voice they won't hear. And we're hearing all kinds of other voices. I'm going to show you some of those here today. It's deception. Deception. Do you ever get in your church and have your pastor get down and burrow in on deception and how the devil works? Let's say your pastor's afraid of the Nephilim, and he's afraid of MK Ultras, and he's afraid of talking about satanic ritual abuse. Does he at least tell you how to recognize deception, how deception has come, and how America is being destroyed just by deception alone? Lies, 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 because he is the father of lies. He's not just a liar. He's the father of lies. I'm going to tell you something. Unless you are born again of the Spirit of God, unless you know the truth, you will swallow those lies hook, line, and sinker. Did you ever catch one of those fish that said swallowed the hook, the line, and the sinker? Huh? You know how hard that is to get down in that fish's mouth and try to get that bait back after it, after you let him swallow. My dad used to get so mad at it. He said, Dave, you let him swallow the hook. We're swallowing the hook. The churches are making it possible for us to swallow the hook. Down in the very depths of us, people sitting in churches cannot recognize deception. Thank you, sweetheart. They can't recognize it. Lies. It's all lies. Fake news. I did the video the other day. Fake gospel. It's a fake gospel. So, Coach, you're sounding all holy and righteous. I don't know. What am I sounding? I'm just telling you the daggone truth. And because you've swallowed the hook, you think it's hate. You think it's anger. You have swallowed the hook. Oh, Rich, I wish you were here, because you and I'd be sitting right outside the governor's office right now, brother. There ought to be a what, pitchfork and torch brigade outside the governor's office right now. Do you think there will be one? No. No. Because the only one that will lead it, probably me and maybe five other guys I can name, and the rest of the church will be saying how mean we are. As some guy told me last night, and it's a great idea, that we ought to take the abortion signs and go to John Kasich's children's school and say, look what your daddy permitted. Look what your daddy permitted. Oh, no. Oh, that'd be so mean. See, we say, hey, Rich, we say we're at war, but we ain't at war. We ain't at war. We're not at war. Oh, Lord. Calm me down. No, don't calm me down, Lord. Anybody want to add anything here before I take us to the scriptures? Larry, Michael says, stop using the word church. I understand. Believers, whatever, whatever. I understand. I'm programmed like everybody else. Hey, Jared, do me a favor. Pull up on there that I just sent you this all by itself. It's about... lies. I think that's what I put on, Jared. Lies. Yeah, lies. Hey, guys, I'm going to show you this. You ready? Satan's a deceiver. Hey, Rich, we got to get this. We got to understand, folks, That Jesus, listen, Jesus said he wishes you were hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, he's going to, there's that hook. If you're lukewarm, he ain't going to swallow the bait. He's going to spit it out. But listen to me. You can't be lukewarm on truth. You can't compromise truth. As soon as you begin to compromise the truth, you have now become lukewarm. Now, there's 35 Bible verses. I'm not going to go through them. But when was the last time you heard the sermon in your church on this? Satan as a deceiver, the father of lies. Stay with me here. Genesis 3. The serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die, for God knows that in the day that you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Satan's a deceiver. He comes as an angel of light. Stay with me. Jesus said in John 8:44, "You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father." He was murderer from the beginning. He doesn't stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature. For he's a liar and a father of lies. That's not King James, but that works. 2 Corinthians says, "No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light." We're talking about deception here, folks. Oh, Roe versus Wade's the law of the land. No, it's a deception. A little baby's just a blob of tissue. No, that's a deception. A mother has a right to kill her unborn baby. No, that's a deception. That is a lie. No, you won't regret your abortion. No, that's a lie. Oh, it won't affect us. Oh, that's a lie. How am I doing, Rich? Am I doing okay? I don't need the approval. I know. I can see. I know you're with me. 2 Corinthians says that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. He doesn't come like the devil. 2 Corinthians 11. But I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and the purity of the devotion to Christ. Verse Ephesians 6, put on the armor of God. You might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Revelation 9, the great 12, and the great dragon was thrown down. The serpent of old is called devil and Satan, who deceives the world. He deceives the world, Revelation 20, and he threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed over him so that he would not deceive the nations any longer. 2 Thessalonians 2, that is, the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish, because they love not the truth. Matthew 6, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Verse 5, I got to calm down. Let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. Anything beyond this is evil. Matthew 13, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches it away from sowing in his heart. So one, this is the one in whom the seed was sown on the side of the road. John 17, I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. Deception, the devil's a deceiver. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. John 1, we know that no one is born of God sins, but he was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. Revelation 3, behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. I will make them bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you. 1 Timothy, and he must have a good reputation with those outside the church so that he will not fall into the reproach and the snare of the devil. And that they may come to their senses and escape out of the snare of the devil, being taken captive by him at his will. I'm going to stop on this one. There's a bunch more. But 2 Corinthians 2, 10 through 11 says, "One whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For indeed, what I have forgiven, I've also forgiven anything. I did it for your sake in the presence of Christ, so that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes." Guys, do you realize, I know you do, that they're winning by lies? The other side wins by lies. They just lie. And we never call them on the lie. The churches don't call them on the lie.
That's because so many churches rationalize the lie, make them comfortable.
Amen. You guys see where I'm going here today? You understand? You understand what's happened to us? Do you understand that the only weapon we have, think about it, the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. The shield of faith to block the lies and the sword of the Spirit to tear them down. Hey, God didn't make somebody gay. No. Jesus is not okay with gay marriage. No, homosexual marriage. No. In fact, Jesus isn't even okay with sodomy. He ain't even okay with that. No, he isn't. All lies that have crept into the church, all lies, all lies. It's all lies. And so John Casey gets up here yesterday and lies to us that he's going to, you know what his excuse was? Going to save us money because it's going to be litigated. And when it gets litigated, we'll lose, and then we'll have to pay a bunch of money. What's the value of even one human life? And what would be the odds? How many babies would be saved while it was being litigated? Where's the church? You see, Coach, I don't want to talk about this stuff. I want to talk about casting out demons. Well, you better start by knowing the truth. If you don't know the truth on the basics, how are you going to ever take on the evil one if you can't recognize the truth from a lie? You feel me today, boys, girls? You feel me out there today? We are, I can't believe the stuff we allowed to be taught to our children. The lies we allowed to be taught to our children. I can't even believe it. I can't believe this, that we're stupid enough to believe that Russia won the election for Donald Trump. We actually freaking believe that. We believe that. They tell us that and we believe it. And now, I don't know if you saw this one, boys. There are now 50 delegates who have now requested an intelligence briefing. I'm talking about electors. Remember Larry Nichols told us that they were going to overturn it in the Electoral College. There are now 50 Electoral College voters who want a briefing on whether or not Russia stole the election for Trump. Lie. It's all based on lies. And we don't even have any idea how to counter them. Can I show you a great lie here? Let me show you this one. This is amazing. Put Bill Nye up there. Bill Nye, the science guy. Bill Nye, the science guy. And so we honor Bill Nye, make him really, really smart, because we have the lying National Public Radio gives a platform to guys like Bill Nye to try to inculcate our children into thinking that scientists are smarter than Christians, that evolution trumps creationism. Walk into your local public school. Are they teaching evolution or creationism? And let me ask you this. Why are you permitting them to take your tax dollars and teach your children stuff that you know isn't even true? Why won't you stand up and fight against that? All because it's for the children, right? Right? Lies! Lies! You think that you can send your child to a public school where they attack Genesis 1, the creation story, and your kids are going to hold on to their faith? As soon as a child realizes evolution is true, this goes out the window. I could throw it out here into the stands. You say, well, Daddy, if the creation story is not true, how do I believe the rest of it? Well, actually, they don't even ask Daddy that. They just begin to believe that. So they go along and they play church. they go to church, and they can't wait till they graduate from high school so they can get to college where they'll be indoctrinated more, and they can get rid of those old-fashioned values that grandpa has, daddy has. And that's the point I made when I was at Thomas Worthington last week. 85% of kids under the age of 26, 85% voted for Hillary, rejecting the values of grandpa. And we ask ourselves, how in the hell did that happen? Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to get an email because I said hell. I'm sorry. How the heck did that happen? Because we're deceived. We're deceived. Test scores. Have you seen our test scores? Hey, JR, how are those test scores there in Westerville? Oh, we're in the top 10%. Top 10% of what? Well, we're in the top 10%. Oh, well, give us some more money so we can teach your children more lies. More lies. So we can teach your children that it's not really a baby. It's not really a baby. It really isn't. It's just a blob of tissue. Yeah, nobody can't feel and they can't think. And all those stupid lies we allow to go on. Or how about this one? That they were born loving members of the same sex. And we just have to accept them. That's the way God made them. See, we only accept God when it works, when it fulfills their vision. God made them that way. That's what the God haters will tell us. Well, God made them that way. See, there they throw God in whenever they want to. The government does the same thing, throws God in there. My goodness. Okay, so here, I want you to watch this. Here's this great scientist, Bill Nye. Bill Nye wants us to stop telling women that they're killing a baby. Now, this is a scientist, JR. So we know that he is going to produce some hard scientific data. We know that he is, right? Bill Nye, the science guy, he won't lie to us. I wonder what Bill Nye, the science guy's position is on global warming. I wonder what his position is on that. I bet it lines up with the God haters. Anybody want to bet? Because remember, they're all part of the same team trying to undermine the law of God. Okay, so here he is. Rich, I know you'll get it. Sarge, I hope everybody on here is smart enough to get it. I want you to listen to this dude make a 4-minute argument for a woman to kill her baby and never once gives any empirical scientific evidence. Yet he is Bill Nye, the science guy, and he is right. Everything he gives is an opinion. Go ahead and play that, Jared.
Many, 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 many more hundreds of eggs are fertilized than become humans. Eggs get fertilized, and by that I mean sperm get accepted by ova a lot. But that's not all you need. You have to attach to the uterine wall, the inside of a woman's womb. But if you're going to hold that as a standard, that is to say, if you're going to say when an egg is fertilized, it's therefore has the same rights as an individual, then
Do you know that anybody who says that a fertilized egg floating around, do you know anybody who is saying that that we should penalize anyone who kills an unfertilized egg? Just Bill Nye's telling us an egg and a sperm, a bunch of them connected. Only one of them makes it up there. Only one makes it. Bill says, boy, we're killing the rest of them. It's, oh, man, and they want to criminalize that. Keep going, Jared.
Prison. Every woman who's had a fertilized egg pass through her. Every guy whose sperm has fertilized an egg and then it didn't become a human. Have all these people failed you? It's just a reflection of a deep scientific lack of understanding.
Listen to this guy. Science.
You apparently literally don't know what you're talking about.
Science.
And so when it comes to women's rights with respect to their reproduction.
Is that science?
I think you should leave it to women. It's really.
Really?
Jezebel. You cannot help but notice. I mean, I'm not the first guy to observe this. You have a lot of men of European descent passing these extraordinary laws based on ignorance.
What does he mean by European descent? You guys smart enough to pick up on that? Huh?
White guys.
Yeah, do you see what they're doing to us? Do you see? He hadn't said one scientific fact yet. Go ahead.
I know it was written, or your interpretation of a book written 5,000 years ago, 50 centuries ago, makes you think that when a man and a woman have sexual intercourse, they always have a baby. That's wrong. And so to pass laws based on that belief is inconsistent with nature. I mean, it's hard not to get frustrated with this, everybody.
What a fool.
And I know nobody likes abortion, okay? But you
That's not true.
Can't tell somebody what to do. I mean,
you can't.
She has rights over this, especially
Says
if
who?
She doesn't like the guy that got her pregnant.
Stop a minute.
Like she does.
You heard any scientific facts yet? Anybody heard any scientific facts from Bill Nye, the science guy? Go ahead.
Doesn't want anything to do with your genes. Get over it, especially if she were raped and all this.
Yeah. Oh, so, there you go. There you go.
It's very frustrating on the outside, on the other side. We have so many more important things to be dealing with. We have so many more problems.
Global warming?
To squander resources on this argument based on bad science, on just lack of understanding. It's very frustrating. You wouldn't know how big a human egg was if it weren't for microscopes, if it weren't for scientists.
Let's get rid of them.
Who are medical researchers looking diligently. You wouldn't know the process. You wouldn't have that shot, the famous shot, or shots where the sperm are bumping up against the egg. You wouldn't have that without science. So then to claim that you know the next step when you obviously don't is trouble. Let me do that again. Let me just pull back. At some point, we have to respect the facts. Recommending or insisting on abstinence has been completely ineffective. Just being objective here. Closing abortion clinics, giving women access to birth control has not been an effective way to lead to healthier societies. I think we all know that. And I understand that you have deeply held beliefs.
No, you don't.
And it really is ultimately out of respect for people, in this case, your perception of unborn people. I understand that. But I really encourage you to look at the facts.
Unborn
and
people.
I know people are now critical of the expression fact-based. Well, what's wrong with that? So I just really encourage you to not tell women what to do and not pursue these laws that really are in nobody's best interest. Just really be objective.
Really be objective.
We have other problems to solve, everybody. Come on.
Like what, Bill?
Come on.
See, he's welcome in the schools. In fact, I promise you, they're showing his videos in the public school that you go to. Pastor Tim, they showing any of your videos in the public schools? Hey, Rich, you suppose they're showing any of my videos in the public schools? Bill's being really objective here. He does he dives down deep and goes to the roots of Christianity, right? He goes to destroy the heart of Christianity. Hey, Rich, do me a favor. Just grab a hold of his bow tie and see if you can tighten that thing a little bit for him. You know what I'm talking about, Rich?
Huh? Hey, Coach.
I think his neck looks perfect for a noose.
Yeah, that's right. Just take that thing and just pull that thing a little bit tighter. Yeah, Jared.
Just to beat a dead horse, he says it. Not tell women what to do. He says it.
He says there it. Goes.
That's it.
Telling us what to do.
While telling us what to do. That's right. So we have got to see, listen, Rich, that makes me proud. Jared, that makes me proud. We've got to begin to hear these code words, see. We have to begin to see the deception that they're throwing at us. My buddy Chad says your emotions will betray you. Did Bill Nye just give us a scientific argument or an emotional argument? Which one did he just give us? He gave us an emotional argument.
He gave us an irrational emotional argument.
That's right. Totally complete. Hey, Larry, he's the science guy. What are you talking about? You have a science degree, Larry?
No, but I know more science than he does.
That's right, brothers. And you understand how they've infiltrated the science and all that stuff, all the stuff that's going on. It's all about deception and it's all about truth. And the church, most Christians haven't opened their eyes to it. Or how about this? They've opened their eyes to it and say, oh, well, that's what they believe. What does that matter? They're teaching it to your grandkids. Sarah, go ahead.
Well, the only one here with a womb, that man is a liar.
That's presumptuous.
Yes, yeah, and that's wrong of me because I'm 100% female, and then there's people out there who think they're female, so therefore I'm a, I don't know what, a genetophobe or something?
New word?
I think so, a genetophobe, but the man is lying.
He's an, look at his face. That's an angel of light right there, isn't it, Rich? Coming as an angel of light. Look at his face.
You know, he claims that that our viewpoint does not lead to a healthy society, as if abortion has now brought us to a healthy society.
Well, don't forget this, Sarah. I'm coming back. Don't forget this. All those who hate me, the scripture says, love death.
Yes.
Go ahead, Sarah. I stepped on you.
No, that's okay. You know, but the point is he's not talking about the women afterwards, the mental anguish that these young women go through.
And well, that's not science, Sarah. That's not scientific. That's not scientific, Sarah.
Well, okay. If you go to the DNC or what is the code books, there are diagnoses for mental
illness. Listen. They talk about us being science deniers, don't they? They love to talk about that, being science deniers. And, of course, we become intimidated. Remember 6 months ago, 7 months ago, we talked about Saul Alinsky's rules with radicals, rules for radicals, rule whatever. And what did he say the number one thing to do was? Ridicule. Ridicule. So nobody wants to take on this demon right in front of me here because why? They're afraid that he's going to ridicule them and they look foolish because they're not equipped to really fight the fight. So let me take you back a little bit here. Jared, let's go there and pull up Judge White. This is 2 minutes, folks. I'd like to get this to my buddy John Kasich. Kasich. Pick out whatever name you want. John Kasich. Now, I want you to listen. Let me lay the background on this. This goes back. You are going to hear a clip. It's 2 minutes of an oral argument, Roe versus Wade oral argument, clipped down into 2 minutes. And here is what is important. And we're talking about science here, Bill Nye. We're talking about the heartbeat, Bill. We don't understand that we're in a bloodlust battle for those of us who want to save innocent blood and those who want to continue to fuel the dark side with the death of innocent blood. This all connects to everything we've been speaking about. So here we go. Supreme Court hearing, Roe versus Wade, where Judge Byron White asks the attorney for the pro-abortion crowd. This is the hearing, 1973. This is an actual recording. What if it was determined that the baby inside the mother's womb was a person? Would it then have constitutional rights? Judge White, he asks it. By the way, let me stop here a second. Did you know that when they argued the Roe versus Wade, if you read into the opinions, you'll find out that two of the judges said that the pro-life position fell apart because they believed in exceptions. They argued exceptions. Our side argued exceptions in rape and incest. And the judge says, wait a minute. You think you can kill some of them? Well, who are you to be the arbiters? Rather than going with a hard line, no ever, no exceptions, the devil snuck that little hook in there. They swallowed a hook, line, and sinker and became one of the reasons why they legalized abortion. Here it is, 2 minutes. Listen closely to this argument. The truth comes out, and here we are 45 years later and still won't go back and capitalize on this truth. Go ahead.
Number 70, 18, Roe against Wade.
You would agree, I suppose, that one of the important factors that has to be considered in this case is what rights, if any, does the unborn fetus have?
That's correct.
Yes. And the basic constitutional question initially is whether or not an unborn fetus is a person, yes. Isn't it? It's critical to this case, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
If it were established that an unborn fetus is a person within the protection of the 14th Amendment, you would have almost an impossible case here, would you
I
not?
Would have a very difficult
you
case.
Certainly would.
Could Texas constitutionally, in your view, declare that by statute that a fetus is a person for all constitutional purposes?
The state could obviously adopt that kind of statute. And then the question would have to be adjudicated.
If it were established that an unborn fetus is a person within the protection of the 14th Amendment, you would have almost an impossible case. It's an impossible case. It's an impossible case.
There you go. Had you guys ever heard that before?
Not only have I heard that before, but I read that Roe versus Wade decision in the next to the last paragraph of the majority opinion of the ruling written, I believe, by Justice Berger. The next to the last paragraph clearly states that if it is ever established that the fertilized egg is a person, then the entire reason for Roe versus Wade is thrown out the window. It doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
And the ruling is moot. Now, and that science has proven, and Bill Nye, you can take and suck a cucumber or something, but science has proven that as soon as the sperm fertilizes the egg, if you were to take that zygote or whatever they call it and test it for DNA, there is a brand spanking new, separate, and distinct DNA present. It's not the DNA of the mother. It's
Larry, it's a blob of tissue.
The father. It's a brand spanking new DNA.
No, Larry, it's a blob of tissue.
In every court in this nation, if you're a prosecutor and you can say, hey, this DNA sample was taken and this proves that this person that this belongs to this DNA was in that location, and it's accepted as fact and evidence in every court in our law, then why not stand up in front of a judge? This DNA was taken, and it's proof that there was a brand new person at that freshly fertilized egg. Science has caught up with Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, Bill Nye has.
Just don't want to talk about it and recognize it.
Here's what it is, guys. I'll give you some of you a chance here. Can I tell you the truth? Can I tell you? Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Y'all sitting down? You ready? Christians are pro-life unless it's them, unless it's their family. They're pro-life. They're against abortion unless their daughter gets pregnant. Then they change their perspective. And the reason we haven't won this abortion battle is what? The church. Pastors won't stand up see, when the debate came up early, I don't know how we got on deeply on it, but let's stay here a minute. When the question came up, this just shows, see, it shows how deceptive, how slimy and slippery deception is. When the discussion came up about the personhood amendment, which I've done some work on, people said, well, what? What's the punishment going to be? Are you going to punish the woman? You're going to punish the woman for having an abortion? Do you know what the position of the church is? Oh, no, we're not going to punish the woman. She's in a difficult situation. We're not going to punish her. Pardon me a minute. How did she get pregnant? How did she get pregnant out of wedlock? What do they call that? Yeah, but it's, you know, it would embarrass the family. So you understand where I'm coming from? Your enemies will be those of your own household. National right to life, Ohio right to life do not want to end abortion. They don't want to. The evidence is, as Larry just spoke, the evidence is out there so clear. But guys, please don't not make the connection. the dark world is fed by the blood of innocent babies. And you are either on God's side or you are on the devil's side. He said, you either gather or you scatter. You are either for me or you're against me. He said, if you're lukewarm and hiding in the middle, I never knew you. I don't want that. And so those of us who know the truth will not stand up. Hey, Rich, why are we not in Kasich's office right now? Why am I not? I ought to be. I still may go.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Listen, scientifically, we forgot a couple of things. And one is, scientifically, when the male sperm is going up the canal and it gets near the egg of a feminist strong woman, that sperm scientifically hits that, turns around, and swims back down.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
It runs away from that egg. So that's scientifically, and that's truth. That's not fake news.
Well, let's get it out there then. Let's get it out there.
Hey, Dave, one more truth. Christianity is anti-sodomite as well until their kid comes home a sodomite.
That's right, brother. You know, Rich,
and why we're not there is because I'm sitting on my butt here this morning.
Yeah, that's truth. So. Me too. Rob Portman, our U.S. Senator, I don't know guys if you remember this, about 6 years ago, Rob Portman, Mr. Conservative in the state of Ohio, he was in the Reagan administration, as if you get a badge for doing that. Rob Portman came out for homo marriage. Do you know why he came out for homo marriage? You know why, Rich? His boy was a homo. So that's where the church is, see. When sin creeps into your own family, it's hard to look that beast in the eye and call it for what it is. And then we turn to Jesus and love and love and love and forgive and forgive and forgive. All that stuff go down. Don't judge. All that stuff. And it has affected every aspect of Christianity. Everything, every evil work that's going on in this nation is going on with the approval of the church. Every bit of it. Do you think today, Tim, going to be a big bunch of pastors and churches outside Kasich's office? What do you think, Rich? Going to be a bunch of folk there stomping and screaming and hollering like the homos would? Well, my goodness, the homos would be there. They'd be slinging blood. They'd be jumping up and down. But we wouldn't do that because that wouldn't be very Christ-like. That wouldn't be very Christian. And so we lay back and we let this kind of crap go on. Hey, guys, the legislature, the will of the people, said abortion stops when we detect a heartbeat. One man with a pen said, nope. Now, this may be tough for Bill Nye and all those other guys. Hey, Rich, how do you determine when somebody's dead?
When their heartbeat stops.
How do you determine when somebody's alive? You get it. You get it, don't you? Science deniers. We let them lie to us. We're not even smart enough to make the argument. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to show you another one. Most of you have seen this, but a lot of you haven't. And I'm sorry, if you're listening, you're not going to get the full effect of this. This is a two-minute video of a educational demonstration project. Whatever you want to call it. I'm going to try to describe this for those of you who can't see it before we get it. You're in a large room with this large beast laying on the floor. It looks like a woman. It's a woman because you can see her breasts. You got to see this thing. I'll go to our website when we're done here and see it. And you can see her private area. Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, you can see her breasts, plural, but one is a male. The other one's a female when you look at it.
Okay, thanks,
Larry.
It's a tranny. We're going to see this is being shown as an educational thing. We're going to see, those of you who aren't watching, can't see this, you're going to see breast milk squirted on little kids, coming out of the breast, squirting milk on little kids that are running around at them. This is where we've gone. This is where we've gone. This is where we are. You have no idea, I'm telling you, you have no idea, the darkness being taught to your children in public schools. You have no idea. Many of the children won't come home and tell you because they know. See, my kids would say, Dad, I'm not going to tell you that. You'll just go make a fool of yourself.
You think that's not happening? Watch this. Watch this 2 minutes.
All right, I'm going to warn you all that this is really disturbing, but the even more disturbing thing about
Larry's
it
right,
is
one
this
breath.
Is allegedly for educational purposes for children. I watch this. So they're showing a bunch of school children, as you can plainly see here, running around. It's a naked thing of some sort that's disgusting. They hit it on the head with a brick, and then this occurs.
Here comes the baby.
This is clearly the most disgusting, disturbing thing I've ever seen. I'm not a parent, but people need to take their children back because this is what's being taught to them. This is just utterly disgusting and shocking. Everyone should refuse to send their children to school until something is sorted out. We're losing them. It's all coming undone. This is horrific. I'm a grown man, and this is disturbing to me.
This is Richie from Boston. We don't need to see any more of that, Jared. Sarah just asked, where was this filmed? I looked for that this morning real quickly, Sarah, and didn't get a chance. I'm going to dig that out. This is clearly real. Clearly real. You saw the parents standing around taking pictures of it. The parents think it's nice. You know, and of course, if Rich were to show up, me and Rich were to show up and complain, we would be the hate mongers and the homophobes and the bigots because they are teaching us lies. And guys and girls, we're swallowing them. See, I guess it's bad enough that they would teach us lies, but the Lord told us that they're going to, that he's the father of lies, that he's the great deceiver. They taught us that. We know that. Why are we swallowing them? Why is there no antidote to all of these lies?
Hey, Sarah, answer to your question from what I was able to ascertain after doing some research after I saw the link from Kevin this morning. This occurred over in Australia as an educational project.
Coming this way. We think Australia is standing on its head, but it's coming this way for sure. So again, let me crystallize or kind of pull this thing together, because I got to tell you, this show kind of came out of nowhere on us, right? But we've got to understand the power of the deception. And this deception runs in so many different directions. As I tried to explain yesterday I don't care. The greatest deception, guys and girls, 2 Thessalonians, Jared, 2 Thessalonians. The greatest deception is in the church. The seekers of truth, the purveyors of truth. Listen, it doesn't matter if they deceive some bum down the road. I mean, okay, he's lost. I run into people that are just fools, and I say to my wife, they're lost. They don't know Jesus. They're just lost. They'll swallow anything. That's not the problem. The problem is those of us who claim the name of Christ, we are swallowing everything. Jared, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Boy, I got to hurry. I only got 5 minutes. Guys, we got to wake up, Christians. We got to wake up, Christians. We got to become more and more edgy. We got to speak more and more truth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brothers, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not so soon shaken in mind. There it is again. Mind, shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter from us, as at the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Government. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only he who now letteth, Holy Spirit, restrains, will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. Truth, right? Truth. You get that? The Lord will destroy with truth. Wow. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now watch. And for this cause, what cause? We just read it. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. The delusion's coming from God. We believe lies is a delusion that's come upon us. That they might all be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Boys and girls, he's talking about church folk, church folk. He's talking about church folk who look the other way when children are being murdered in their mommy's wombs, that somehow Jesus is just all right with that. This is a judgment of God upon us. It's a judgment of God. The Lord himself, where was that? It says, even who's coming, and verse 10, and with all deceivableness, righteousness, and him that perish because they received not the love of the truth today, and verse 11, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they can believe lies. They believe Bill Nye, the science guy. They believe John Kasich and Ohio Right to Life. They believe women and men who call themselves reverends and pastors who stand in support of the slaughter of children. That's what they're sending us. That's what they're sending us. And those of us who know the truth, who are supposed to be, as it says in the book of Jude, earnestly contending for the faith, which is once delivered for the saints, we sit back and we patty cake like everybody else, say, oh, well, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. It's happening right now. It's happening right before our very eyes, right now, right now. And my trouble, Rich, and I'm not trying to get you fired up or anybody else fired up, Tim, or you fired up, or Larry or Mike or anybody. How can I sit here on my butt? What more can I be doing? I could go outside and pour 20 gallons of gasoline over my head and burn myself downtown right in front of high school.
Hey, coach, let me encourage you. Let me say one thing real quick. I was making a joke about, you know, the sperm growing up and seeing a woman and running from the woman scientifically.
Right.
Let me tell you something. The reason I am here getting up at 3:30 in the morning is because I love to see a manly man preach the word.
Amen.
And to hang in there.
Oh, I know, brother. I'm
I need it. It feeds my soul. So amen. Keep it going, man.
Oh,
keep
no, it going. Listen, here, Tim, here's all I want to say. Rich, you know me. I don't ever want to be a guy who talks about it and don't do anything about it. You understand? I want to be a guy who talks about it and then goes opposes it. Anybody can stand up and bark at the moon. I don't want to be barking at the moon. I want to be able to let my efforts be effectual. That's what I want. That's what I'm about. I'm going to keep going on, Tim. I brother, I'm just getting started. What was it? Was it John Paul Jones? One of them, the guy said, I have not yet begun to fight. And then another wise man said this: we have met the enemy and they are ours. I like to rephrase that. We have met the enemy and it is us. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.